Pick up everybody. Yeah. That's Bob Garland over there on the five string banjo. Sitting next to him is Mike Thompson on the mandolin. Over here back behind me is Larry Perkins on the bass fiddle. Chris Sharp on the guitar. In case you're interested in that kind of thing, everybody in this band either is from or lives in North Carolina except me and Mike. Like that old thumb style banjo until I heard Bob Carlin play. And he said, that's absolutely true. He said that to me, his old self. Now, take another solo, Mr. Bob. Gene Goforth, and he used to play this tune. He learned it from his daddy, and his daddy's name was Richard. Yeah, but they called him Dink. Yeah. And so we never did ever know what the name of this tune was, so we always called it Uncle Dink. Because that's what they call him. Call him Uncle Dink. We got thinking one time this might have been a Uncle Dink's way of playing Jenny on the Railroad coming from the ball. Yeah, but I don't think so. That's a pretty off-color fiddle tune anyway. It's about an old gal walking down the railroad track. She's drunk. She comes back from the dance. She got her dress up over her head. You don't want to hear that. I don't know. Y'all watch The Sopranos? Well, hell, we can get away with anything. Yeah. Dedicate all this to Alec right here, our number one artist. Yeah, buddy, give Alec a big hand. Yeah. Alec is the king of the Crayola, yeah. Probably wondering what Jenny on the Railroad sounds like, so you can make your own judgment whether this sounds like it or not. It goes like this. Now Jenny on the railroad, coming from the ball. She wouldn't, and she didn't, and she couldn't show it all. So she hiked up her petticoat and showed it to us all.
Hey!
She'd better drink some of that good Shannon County moonshine. Thank you. Just a great big heap. And welcome to Hickory, North Carolina. We're proud you're here. We hope nobody had to drive very far or walk very far to get here. We're tickled to death to be here. You can tell just by looking at Chris Sharkin how tickled to death he is. Look at him. He just all tore down. And Bob Carlin, he's tickled to death to be here. Alex tickled to death to be here. There's a guy right there, I can tell he's tickled to death. We just got back from Japan about 10 years ago. The metabolism in this band is a little slow. And over in Japan.
That tickled you, didn't it?
Finally got Larry to laugh. We've been working on Larry for three of them 10 years, and that's a the real breakthrough there.
Yeah. I feel better now.
You look better.
Anyhow, it tickled death to be there, and everybody tickled death to be everywhere. You know. They get over to Japan and get up on the stage, and you say, look out at all them folks, and say, we're tickled to death to be here. And they got a guy that translates that into Japanese. And what he does, they don't get our jokes. Because that ain't a joke. And, you know, we really was tickled to death to be there. And reared back, too, if the truth must be known about it. But we didn't even go into the reared back part. We just covered the tickled to death business. And said we was tickled to death to be there. And they translate it into the Japanese. And it comes out, he scratches himself until he dies.